Vermont's form of local participatory government demands open access to our local officials. It's in our town offices and open meetings where we debate each other, question our government officials, and hopefully move peacefully forward. But the poisonous political discourse in this country is too often showing up even in our smallest towns, and it threatens open access to our elected leaders. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm here to see Tony.
Yes, come on in, please.
Hi there.
You have to make an appointment to get into the Stratford Town offices. The front door of the more than century-old building in this Upper Valley town has been locked for a few months now, after a town resident allegedly threatened some town employees.
Yes.
And
appreciate
Regina
it.
Is in there, assistant town clerk and treasurer. These are the people we're protecting.
Like a lot of small towns in Vermont, the town office is the nerve center of activity in Stratford. It's where locals come to pay their taxes, and visitors pop in to seek out their family records. So Stratford Select Board Chair Tony Pippi says it's not great to have a deadbolt latching the door shut during the day.
Believe me, it was hard to say that this office has to close and you can only come in by appointment, okay? Because this place, it was an open door. Anybody could walk in, even just to say hi.
The front door's been locked since August, after a Stratford resident sent more than 200 emails and was eventually arrested for violating a protection order that was taken out by the town clerk. Pippi said the clerk and her assistant, two women who are alone in a small office, did not feel safe before the door was locked. And so along with all of the day-to-day business the town clerk is supposed to handle, Pippi says she fears Stratford is also now contending with the same polarizing discourse that's tearing apart our country.
We see it all the time. I can't. You know, you see, like, the churches of people being murdered in. You see where at protests people are getting run over. Is this what we need to get people to really stop? And so far, there's been so much of that, and it still hasn't stopped.
Every year, Vermont Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hanzus hosts a statewide meeting to support town clerks. There are usually discussions about things like digitizing town documents or how to comply with the open records law. Last year, Copeland Hanzus said, for the first time, as far as she knows, her office brought in a mental health expert to teach the clerks how to best deal with someone who's threatening violence.
I think it's pretty clear that it's getting worse.
Last month, city leaders in Burlington sent out a plea for people to tone down the, quote, harmful and sometimes threatening messages that have been directed toward elected officials. And Governor Phil Scott recently asked municipal officials to recognize the roles they play in tamping down the anger showing up in town offices across the state. Last year, the legislature passed a bill that includes provisions on when select boards can remove someone from a meeting. Addison County Senator Ruth Hardy introduced the bill, and she says it's very difficult to try to get down in statute who can remove someone from a public space and when for just speaking their mind.
I think we need to, as a society, be able to have public buildings that are open to the public. And we also have to keep our, you know, public officials safe.
ACLU Vermont has represented a number of people who were removed from meetings or public spaces. Leah Ernst is legal director of ACLU Vermont. She says towns should set clear policies before an incident erupts.
People, in entering these town offices, they're exercising their right to petition the government. They might be exercising their statutory or constitutional rights to hold government accountable by seeking records. Also, it's just a matter of it being inconvenient and uninviting. And so I would encourage towns to think carefully and hard about whether this type of response is an overbroad response to a specific problem.
But Stratford isn't alone. The Rutland County town of Mendon has been struggling with the resident who town officials say threatened them with violence. Their town office was also locked for a while and only open by appointment. Town Clerk Jesse Bridge said last year they used some of the federal COVID relief money to install a teller's window in the town office vestibule.
It was weird at first, but I like it. It's safe. I mean, people can still come in. They just see us through a window. Yeah.
Bridge said it's the new normal, and she's getting used to it. Howard Weiss-Tisman, Vermont Public.